All right, so now we've got another team coming up from University of Houston. Please welcome Skyline Studios.
Hi, I'm Justin Wells.
I'm Sean Howard.
And I'm Anthony White.
And we're Skyline Studios from the University of Houston. We created the mobile game Zipline Hero. Zipline Hero is a dynamic action puzzler where the main focus is on interacting with the world around the character rather than just interacting with buttons on the screen. During your journey through Zipline Hero, you'll rescue kittens who are stranded, and then you'll bring them back to the pet shop that's at the end of every level. The main point for our game is we wanted to take all these ideas that we've had and make a product that's extremely fun for anyone to pick up and play. Our game, on one hand, is extremely fun for casual gamers because the game itself is fun to play around with, but it's not punishing. And then, on the other hand, it's also really fun for the hardcore gamers because we have a lot of unlockables, and then we have time trials, and you can get star rankings. And another cool feature that we added in is you can share your high score on Facebook and boast about your high score to your friends and challenge them to try to beat it. One good thing about our game is it's really fun to play for prolonged periods of time, like Mario, but at the same time, you can pick it up at a bus stop, play it for 5 minutes, and then put it away. So why do we even make this game to begin with? When you look at old-school platformer console games, the Mario games had a D-pad and then two buttons. But now with modern mobile games, developers are still trying to use that old hardware and put it into modern hardware. When you have accelerometers and touchscreen interfaces, they're trying to put buttons all over the screen, and they're just looking back to the past and they're not thinking forward enough. So they're not trying to adapt to our modern world that's always changing. So this is really bad when you have a lot of buttons on the screen because it covers up the content of the screen, and it feels really clunky. Anyone I've ever talked to who's played a game with a virtual D-pad that's touchscreen has hated it because there's no tactile feedback from it. It just feels really bad. So for our game, instead of trying to cram a lot of buttons into the screen, and like a lot of games try to make a controller inside the screen, but instead of doing that, we're using the phone itself as the controller. So to move the character around, you move the phone, and then he moves through the world with you. And then to use the touchscreen to its fullest advantage, we have zip lines that he'll glide down. But if you want to go to a lower zip line, you cut the one that you're on using a swipe, and they'll fall down to another one. But if you want to change your path and go to a higher one, you tap on him, and it'll jump to a higher level. So this way, like, we have a lot of replayability because there's a lot of paths you can take. And at the same time, we've combined mechanics in a way that we've created a game that no one's ever made before, and it's a really unique and fun mobile experience.
Okay, think of our game as like Cut the Rope meets Sonic. We're using cutting and puzzle mechanics from Cut the Rope, but fast-paced platforming of Sonic. And next I'm going to show you a short gameplay video just to briefly touch on some of the mechanics we have in our game. Is this, actually, can we go back and play the video? Here we're cutting this rope to drop down, and this is a rope that you can swing on. We color-coded this so it's easier for the player to pick up on it. Like the yellow ones like this, a balloon he's grabbing onto and like raising himself to higher ground. And higher ground is where most of the cats are that you can rescue. And this way, the more skilled players will get to the higher ground, collect more cats, and get crazy combos like this, get to the end of the level, and get a 3-star ranking here. And with a 3-star ranking, I'd probably unlock some cool new character costume or some new customizable features for our in-game pet shop, which is like our in-app like store for purchasing unlockables if you don't want to waste time on getting 3 stars.
Okay, so what does the mobile game market look like today anyway? So right now, there are 6 billion mobile phones in the world. Thank you. There's 6 billion mobile phones in the world. And in 2012 alone, $12.7 billion were spent on mobile games. $12.7 billion. This is a huge booming industry. So what we looked at is the top 3 genres that people are playing and loving in the mobile genre. So what we found is people love action games, casual games, and puzzle games. The coolest thing about Zipline Hero is we incorporate elements across all 3 of these genres. So if any consumer likes any one of these genres, they'll completely love our game. Okay, so how are we going to monetize on our game? Zipline Hero has 2 versions. We have a free version and a paid version. The free version has full features that the paid version has, but it generates revenue through ads. But some players don't like ads, and they really can't stand them, so they can play a really small, reasonable fee to have ads entirely removed from the game. Then for gameplay, we have a lot of levels that they can play through for free, and they can get a really good experience on it without paying a dime. They just have to put up with the annoying ads. But then, after they play through all the levels we've given them, we'll have additional level bundles that they can go through. And the cool thing about these level bundles is we'll incorporate new gameplay elements, and it'll scale in difficulty. You'll use everything you learned in the first set of levels, and then you'll incorporate those skills in the new ones, and you'll have to learn new things along the way and face new challenges as you proceed. And then we're going to change environments, and eventually, he'll end up in space, and then those levels will be the most interesting of all, and we're really excited to start programming those. Okay, so gameplay monetizing aside, we have the in-store pet shop. This is where the player can take a break after every level, optionally. You don't have to. But then you can come in here and play around with the cats that you've rescued, and you can interact with them, and you can feed them and make them comfortable while they're waiting to get adopted. So all these items you see up here are things that you can purchase with in-game currency. Everything in the game is purchased with in-game currency, ranging from the wallpapers that you see, or you can... A lot of it's default, but then we'll have special rare items that you can either unlock or pay in-game currency to get. And then some items will look a lot cooler, they'll have really cool functionality, or they'll make the cats look super, super cute. So then for those, they might cost a little bit more money, and you might not want to play the game that long in order to get them, so you could maybe pay $1 of real money to get a lot of in-game currency to unlock those items that you really want today.
Okay, so the technology behind our game is we actually built the engine from the ground up. I programmed the entire physics and everything you see here, so instead of animating ropes, it's all simulated real-time in our physics engine. And we're fully utilizing the touchscreen and accelerometer of the phone, so all the mechanics of the hardware, the way the phone's meant to be used, like just mentioned earlier, it's not throwing a controller on the interface. We're using the phone as the controller. And I programmed our own level builder, so we can quickly build new levels on the fly. Any one of us can throw together another like set of levels in a few days. To market our game, we're contacting these top indie development websites to send them screenshots and descriptions of our game so they can post stuff about it. And for the launch day, a week prior to that, we're going to like draw a whole bunch of comic strips outlining the background story. And each day, a week prior to launch, release one strip at a time on these websites to give our customers a little glimpse into our backstory and bring up, like, build up hype for the launch. We've gotten lots of feedback on our game, and one of the most popular feedbacks we've gotten is the character can't die. Instead, he's punished by, you fall to the floor, you're not grabbing that many cats, you're getting a low ranking, but at least you're having fun jumping around, trying. You're trying, and you cut a rope, it's really fun, but you're not ultimately dying and saying, oh, you have to start all over, or you have to go to the previous level. And we have a working prototype with our level builder and our in-app store. Our next steps are to hire an artist and a music composer to refine the look and feel of the game. And our milestones for this year is to get it launched to the App Store by the end of summer with a full working like level pack and additional level packs and unlockables by the winter.
For our team, we actually have a really, what we consider to be a skeleton crew. Justin here is actually our project lead, project manager, and he's in charge of marketing as well. And then we have Sean here, who's done pretty much all of the programming inside of the game. And then you have me, who's also in charge of design. For funding, we are asking for roughly $40,000, and this will allow us to obtain that artist to really revamp the art of our game to really make it worthy of publishing. And then we will also be able to get a musician to create a soundtrack for the backing track of our game so we can really flesh it out. And then this will also allow us to market the game some more and just speed up the development process in general. We are Skyline Studios. I hope you enjoyed the sneak preview of Zipline Hero, and this concludes our presentation. We are now open for Q&A.
Okay, open it up to the judges.
Is there a more of like a storyline? Like, you know, like why are you saving the cats? Like, what's the whole point of the ropes?
Yeah,
like
we didn't have too much time to get into that. But basically, the backstory is the main character is a martial arts student. He's just not any kid that can just like jump and do all these acrobatic feats. And his uncle owns a pet shop, so he feels obligated to save these cats. And you save them and also find out why they're getting stolen in the first place. And we'll have cutscenes after a group of levels. Like you find out the story like slowly throughout beginning these levels. and eventually we want to explain why they're being stolen, who's stealing them, and their ultimate goal.
And each level pack is going to fill you in a little more on about what's going on with the story, because we want the player to kind of be confused about why this is happening. But I mean, it doesn't really matter knowing exactly who's stealing them at first, because the first level says to get you immersed in the game and get used to the mechanics. But then after that, we'll throw in maybe a red herring, maybe the actual villain, I don't want to spoil it. But then you'll chase after them and then find out that someone else is controlling them. And then eventually you end up in space for some reason. I really like this back. Well, I don't want to ruin it since people could be watching it, and I don't want to spoil anything for our potential customers, but...
I really like the idea of this. Without playing it, I can't tell if the mechanic is super fun or just a bunch of different ideas all put together. But I think that's the most important thing and what you should be looking to your tester to figure out. And then I think it's really good that you're looking to hire an artist because it doesn't seem as polished as the rest of the stuff, but it seems like you're pointing in the right direction. So.
Right, this has been a learning experience for all of us. So we started from scratch, never having made like a game at this scale before, and we've kind of been teaching ourselves skills as we've gone along. So part of it has been an accomplishment getting here, and part of it has been an accomplishment with seeing how much we can grow in just 9 months.
So I actually kind of like the art.
Really? Okay.
I don't know if you've seen a game online called Kingdom of Loathing.
No.
I think they make like 10 million a year or something, and they just have the little stick figures that the lead programmer has made.
Okay.
For them, it's more about kind of the gameplay and the storyline. It's worth checking out.
Okay.
Had a question, I guess. On the content side,
yeah.
You've got these different levels you're going through. You mentioned that eventually you'll be in space. Are you just kind of going through cities over and over again? Like,
no.
Where's the variety in the game?
Yeah.
We are actually, with the additional level packs, we plan on changing up the world. Like, this is a city world that we have.
Yeah.
And so later on, whenever they unlock more levels, you'll say maybe go into a pyramid level, and you'll do a lot of like ancient Egyptian style art that'll be there. And then maybe later on, you jump into like a jungle level, and you'll be swinging on vines, which use the same mechanics, but change up the art play to try to keep them coming along, to make it a little bit different.
And at the same time, we'll change up the music, so that that changes the overall feel and the pacing for the game. And maybe if some level packs have a different type of pacing, we'll change the music to put the player in the mood.
You may want to look for a different type of content to
okay.
add variety, because I think it'll get expensive just making new levels and new music. So maybe a different item to collect, or different types of challenges, something like that.
Okay.
Great. Any more questions? I think we're good. Thank you, Skyline Studios.
All right, thank you.
Great job.